Hello, dear brothers and sisters. We bless you all at Radio Blast. We are again together here with Brother Joseph. Hi, brother.
Hello. Praise the Lord.
I would like to ask you in our program today to help us understand the world news of the last week and also have some other questions that the listeners have been sending in. But first of all, a breakdown of the most important events that happened last week so we can understand the world events from the prophetic Bible point of view. Can you help us with that?
Well, it says the Lord to help us.
I am
a student among students.
That's good.
The secret of wisdom is to keep learning. Lord, help us to keep learning and to keep staying students.
But then how come you're always learning faster than me?
Well, the Lord gave me a job. It's not that I learn faster than you. It's not that I'm better than you.
But you understand better than
me. You see me all day long around the community. I'm just a normal guy. But just when I get to teach and preach and give messages from the Lord, is the anointing that jumps in, takes over.
It is. Because you read the title of something that's going on and you can explain it from the Bible point of view like nothing. And I'm there, wow, that's right. I didn't get that.
Well, it's not just explaining, because the title usually don't say, most of that don't say much, because the media is in the hands of the spirit of the world, the Antichrist. It's more like God has to give us, we have to pray and ask him for a spirit of discernment to know to which Bible truth, message, certain happening, events, article applies.
Amen.
And then the scripture has to open this, the dark articles, because, you know, politicians are. They speak purposely the intellectual language so people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
The politician can speak 1 hour and say nothing.
Yes.
Amen. So you need to ask the Lord discernment for which scripture applies.
Amen. The first title in the news, it says, Greece, almost one suicide a day because of austerity.
Exactly. So we have a photo here in the newspaper. There's a guy who threw gasoline on himself and set himself on fire. Police running with fire extinguisher. It's a mess. I mean, now these poor Europeans are beginning to set themselves on fire like the Buddhists used to do in Tibet to protest against China. Well, it's like it's the deceit of the euro to enslave Europe. Everything thanks to the banks who bought the media, and through the media now control the minds of the European people, and without the truth of the Lord. So it's like basically the newspaper, they interpret what the New World Order, European New World Order, want to do. Like, they're led by the banks, of course, because the politician is there licking the feet of the banks. And the politicians are financed by the banks. So you don't see the politician talking against the banks. They're scared to death.
Yeah.
So the banks, the first thing they did, they bought the newspapers and the TV and the media. So basically, there is no way you can understand what's going on in the world by reading the newspaper. You really, really need two things. You have to know the Bible, and you have to have the spirit of discernment. Because a lot of times the truth is the opposite of what the newspaper is saying. Okay, I will say
that. So this is the desperation, basically, of the people in Greece.
Europe has come under the foot of the banks, of the New World Order, like it says in Daniel 11:20. There was a razor of tax that was supposed to come up just before the next scripture, verse 21, when the Antichrist comes to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Antichrist is going to come as a savior. I believe, it's my belief, that he is going to come as a savior, saying we need to get rid of the banks. We need to get out of the oppression of the banks, and the people are going to clap, understand? So in other words, the bank is still a creation of the devil, but the devil is going to change mask and say, we don't need the banks anymore. Now we need the government of the people. Just like Lenin took over Russia, promising food, work, this and that, and instead all they got was gulags, slavery, and oppression. But see, politics is the art of deceiving the people. Like speaking what the people want to hear, and then when they are in control, you are in control, you enslave them. So the governments, which are supposed to be to serve the people, actually they turn out to be
the oppressors,
the slave drivers who oppress the people.
It's true. It's true. You know, some people wrote to us saying that here in our country we feel oppressed and depressed. They said there is no peace left here. This is not alive.
Just yesterday we got a message from a couple, right?
Yes.
That was Central Italy, I think. It's a sweet couple, young couple who sell they sell flowers and plants and everything.
They have a business.
And they say they cannot pay the tax anymore. At the end of the day, it's so depressing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't even make enough money to pay the taxes.
Yep.
A lot of these guys, they're writing to us. They wrote to us that they have to borrow money from the banks to pay the taxes.
That's right.
Imagine what a financial suicide this is.
Wow.
And they say they go home at night. What did they say? They go home at night.
And they put the TV on so they can relax after a day of work. And they say, we only see depressive news. And they say,
and they get more depressed.
This is not a life.
And they say they want to get out.
They want to get out, yes. They want to leave and change their lives and start a life somewhere else in a different part of the world. And they were mentioning if they could come here so they can start a new life near us.
Well, we'll answer this. But in fact, today I wanted to talk something about that.
Yes, because actually a few brethren are asking, can they join our church even being at a distance, even not being here present physically? So we can talk about this a little later.
Well, our condition, because there are conditions, not everybody can join, but there are some conditions, but they are scriptural.
The next article says, Mario Draghi, the responsible of the European bank system, cast the mask off and is asking the states to forsake its sovereignty.
In favor of the European community, amazing. See, this is from Il Giornale, it's one of the biggest newspapers from Italy. And this guy is an Italian, Draghi. Mm. His name, Draghi, by the way, means dragon.
Wow.
Okay. And he's like the dragon of Revelation 12 and 13 taking over the world. He's the leader of the European banks.
You think he is the dragon of Revelation 12?
No. Just his name is
it's just symbolic.
Casually, no. Yeah, of course, he's one of the New World Order guy, of
mm-hmm,
course.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he's asking the Italian government, he's asking all the governments of Europe to abdicate their sovereignty, their authority as governments in favor of the European community.
Really?
Yeah, so when the Antichrist comes, everything is ready. Everything is marching in that direction, you see?
Amazing.
So it's like, let me quote from this article. He's saying, so all the nations from the Eurozone, the European community, he says the time has come to forsake the sovereignty and so that Europe can do structural changes. Structural changes is a scary word. They want to change everything from the foundations.
Hmm.
And so the leader, the prime minister, Renzi, is a new guy. He says, this guy's another puppet, and he says, I am absolutely in agreement with Draghi.
Hmm.
Says, and he said, Matteo Renzi, the Italian Prime Minister, he said that what the president of the BCE, the European Bank, he said something which is absolutely sacred.
Amazing.
Can you imagine? Look what's going on here. And this guy, he got voted in because he was going to have more independence from Europe. He was going to raise the salaries. He was going to do the Italy's interest and not European interest, detached from Germany. I mean, this guy, when he got elected, he had a different mask.
Hmm.
And now he's there busy shining the shoes of the banks.
So how does this go with the Bible prophecy?
Okay, well, Europe is marching full speed toward the European nations, giving their power and authority to the leader which will come, which we know is called in the Bible the beast, the Antichrist. Why don't you go to Revelation 17?
Okay.
Read from 12 to 14. It goes perfectly with this prophecy.
Revelation 17:12. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
So these are the same 10 horns which we see, we read in Daniel 7, the fourth beast.
Yeah.
Only it said it has 10 horns, and then it says in Daniel 7, 23 to 25, the 10 horns are 10 kings. All right, the same says here, the 10 horns are 10 kings. In this case, the 10 horns are on the head of the dragon. The dragon is the devil with 7 heads. 7 heads are the 7 empire. The 10 horns are on the fourth beast of Daniel 7, which in Revelation 17 is the head number 6.
Mm-hmm.
In this time, because in Daniel 7 there are 4 beasts, which was Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. At the Ten Horns represented the kingdom, the world kingdom, the world empire, which would have followed Rome, which hasn't started yet. We're still living now in the last days of the Roman Empire. But here, Revelation 17, it shows the devil, the dragon, which in Revelation 12:9, it says the dragon is the devil.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ten horns, it says here, Revelation 17:12, are ten kings which shall receive power for 1 hour. 1 hour in this case is a parable, and you have to interpret with Revelation 13:5, which says 42 months.
1 hour is 42 months.
42 months, yes.
Because?
Because read the verse 13 and 14.
These are of one mind, and they give their power and authority to the beast. This will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. More?
14. You finished?
I did, yeah.
All right. So this guy received the power for 42 months. So by this we know that 1 hour is symbolic of 42 months. In fact, it's not possible for 10 nations to take power for 1 hour in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doesn't make sense. So it is a parable.
No, it wouldn't matter.
Okay. In Revelation 13:5, it says that the Antichrist will rule the world for 42 months. So it's the same beast. Okay, the same beast of Revelation 13. It is the same beast of Revelation 17 that we are reading now. It's the same beast, obviously.
Yes.
It's very obvious.
Yes.
So the beast rules 42 months, and this guy is given the power to rule. Of course, the 1 hour is 42 months,
mm-hmm.
which are the 3.5 years of tribulations.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
So basically, European community, okay, now these guys are really, this article is very prophetic. It says, Draghi takes his mask off. Quotes, now the states give their sovereignty to the EU, to the European community.
Hmm.
So this giving sovereignty is going to be decided only by the government.
Basically, it's in other words saying give your power. Is the same
exactly.
Thing.
See, they don't vote. They don't ask the people. The people are just supposed, they're just silly, foolish. They don't know what's going on. They believe what the TV tells them. They don't understand that the TV belongs to the New World Order. And so the governments decide to give the sovereignty to Europe and eventually to the Antichrist. The people never voted for this. See, the devil is going from step to step, from deceit to deceit, until the Antichrist takes over completely. And the people, I mean, they may be amazing how the devil wrapped up the people. They don't even vote anymore for these things.
Hmm.
Those guys, there are still people around. In fact, most people, they believe what the TV says.
Yeah.
All right, the devil puts a few puppets on TV. They arguing, hating each other, this and that, and people take sides. All right, and there is nothing they can do. So you understand?
Yes.
In Revelation 17:12-14, it says that the ten horns are ten kings. So in case you have any doubts, what are the ten horns? Are ten kings or ten kingdoms or nations? And they give power to the beast, which Revelation 13, it tells, is for 42 months. They have one thought, so they give the power to the beast, they fight against the Lamb, the Lamb will overcome them because of the King of Kings, etc. So it's amazing how we are living on the thresholds of the Antichrist takeover. We just need this new Hitler, this new Stalin, this guy that the world is going to think is a great savior. He's going to be a great political savior. When Hitler took over Germany, he kept his promises in the beginning. He gave jobs. He pulled Germany out of the bankruptcy.
Hmm.
Germany became the number one country in the world. People were coming from America in the 30s. To study in German university because of the best in the world. So Hitler kept his word. So I believe when the Antichrist comes, he is going to get rid of the banks.
Mm-hmm.
He will hate the whore, Babylon the whore, which is the world banking system based in America, and eventually will destroy the whore. It says right here. Can you keep reading what he says? They shall burn the hall with fire.
Revelation 17?
Yeah, 17, 15, 16, over there someplace. Do you have it open?
16. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, this will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
This is another parable here. So the harlot, contrarily to what a lot of churches are preaching, it's not the Catholic Church in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though that has been part of the harlots through the century. But right now, the harlots is the the banking system, the monetary system, the financial system. It was called Baal in the Old Testament, Mammon in the Gospel, Babylon the Whore in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 17 and chapter 18, and today it's called materialism. It's the worship of money.
It's a spirit.
It's a spirit, the worship of money, which is a spirit which has been moving through the centuries.
Yeah,
This woman rides the dragon, Revelation 17. It's not a woman. It's a spirit. It's a demonic spirit, worship of materialism, which has been going around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going from government to government, from nations to nation, wherever the center in the world of financial worship has been. Whatever it was the center of the world's finance, that was Babylon the Whore, a demonic spirit. Okay, so it was Great Britain in the 19th century and America in the 20th century. And in the 21st century, Antichrist comes and is going to destroy the whore. It's going to destroy the financial system. In the process of destroying the financial system, New York will destroy America too. Why? Because America is going to defend New York. So you have to also destroy America too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so The woman, this whore, this mother of prostitutes, is actually the financial system, which moved to America for the simple reason that America today is ruling the world through Hollywood, through perversions, through financial system, and so on. You understand what's going on?
Yes.
All right. If you don't have any question, I will go to the next.
It is very clear. So the next article is from Reuters, and it says, the son of preeminent Mexican politician charged in drug cartel case.
Did you hear this one?
Hmm.
The son of a prominent Mexican politician charged drug cartel case. So do you understand the way drugs in the world, they cannot be stopped?
Hmm.
I mean, before the Americans moved to Afghanistan, start bombing everything up and down, Afghanistan, check the statistic, they have something like 1% or less than 1% of the opium trade in the world. After the American moved in to straighten things up, Afghanistan became the 80% of the opium of the world, the center for opium production.
But why? How come?
Because the CIA is famous for using drug money to finance the dirty wars, to finance the corrupted governments, to cause revolution.
Amazing.
In Maidan Square in Ukraine, in Kiev, there was this revolution that they went in the street killing people. They had a coup, and they got rid of this pro-Russian president, and now they have a right-wing pro-Americans. And those guys going in the street manifesting against the pro-Russian government in Kiev, some of them declared they were getting $50 a day to go in the streets and protest. Of course, they were already against the government, so they just got a price on top.
Amazing.
And to pay all these guys, CIA needs a lot of money.
For sure.
The Pentagon, the CIA, they already have an incredible budget from America, but those guys are insatiable. They need money because The American politics in the world, they works with by corrupted governments. And so because they never get enough money from the American governments, they get it from the drugs. So in fact, there was a plane that fell down, and I think it was Alex Jones who made an announcement, and he showed some pictures of this plane that fell down was in Mexico or someplace over there. No, it was the South United States, if I remember. And it was a CIA plane coming from Central America.
Hmm.
And the plane fell down. The police arrived there, and they found it was full of drugs.
Wow.
Amazing. A CIA plane.
Amazing.
They were importing drugs into the United States, sell it, and make money to finance the dirty war.
That's amazing.
So anyway, if you want to know why drugs in the world, it's an invincible...
Yeah.
It's like you cannot get rid of it. It's because the politicians are making money out of it.
The leaders are promoting it.
I mean, the world has, there are so many ways to produce fuel, but because the politicians are getting money from the oil, they prefer to pollute the world, destroy the world as long as they, mafia, can get a cut. You understand? Like in Italy, in Romania, I think, and now I even heard in Brazil, they are producing gas... Okay, from garbage.
Wow.
You know, they found a way that this is official, it's in the newspaper. Now also Brazil, they're producing ecologic fuel from garbage.
That's great.
They burn the grass, super. But it's like, it seems like the governments don't want to hear from that here. And the reason that Brazil is able to do this is because they detach from the Western block, Western mafia block, and they started their own block. It's called the BRICS.
Mm-hmm.
BRICS, you know, Brazil means Brazil, India, Russia, China, and South Africa, and Argentina is also joining. Others want to join.
Yeah.
And because they detached, they were only able to start these ecologic fuel plants because they detached from the American mafia, from the IMF mafia, from the New World Order, Western New World Order system, you understand? And now they're joined the Eastern New World Order, which is led by Russia and China.
Yeah.
So in Crimea, like I said in the past, the New World Order died, and now there are two World Orders, one based in U.S. and the other based in Russia, China. Well, the prophecy will tell us eventually we'll win, it will be Russia and China and company and the Muslims. Okay, we received emails from brethren who say they don't believe it, it doesn't look like, don't worry what it looks like. I mean, nobody would have bet 1 cent that in the prosperous, advanced, civilized Germany of the 30s would have stood up another Adolf Hitler and caused World War II. And he would have built a beginning to build atomic bombs, which if he would have been able to, today the whole world would speak German. Okay, and with most people visiting, with a lot of people visiting a bunch of Auschwitz in every area. Who would have said that Germany is such a highly intelligent people would have produced such a Nazi system backed up by just about almost all the Germans and the Austrians and the dear evangelical churches. Nobody would have bet 1 cent, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
The same fascist Italy and so on.
Next title, it says, Russia bans all U.S. food, Europe fruit and vegetables in sanctions response. What does that mean?
It means, you mean prophetically?
No, even not prophetically, what does it mean?
You don't even understand the article.
How can they ban all the food?
But you girls are all the same, or what? You really don't understand the
What does
the
that
politics.
Mean?
That's okay. Thank God you're good cooks, at least. Okay, in America they say that all the blonde girls are not very specialized in nitty-gritty.
I don't know.
Okay, so you understand that Russia is banning all U.S. foods and only U.S. fruits because the sanction, apparently, the U.S. are bothering more. So all U.S. foods are banned from entering Russia. In other words, Russia is not buying from U.S.
Ah.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the same from EU fruits.
Wow.
And vegetables.
Basically, Russia can be independent without their help at all?
Yeah, of course.
Wow. They don't need anybody, those guys.
No. Of course, they will suffer. It's not that they don't need. They do need, but they can do without. Russia is a huge place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. So and then it's like a vengeance.
And does it have any prophetic significance?
Yeah, this is actually in the Bible, actually.
It's in the Bible?
Yeah, not about the fruits and the food.
Okay.
But the spiritual significance. In fact, if you go to Daniel 11, there are scripture which talks about this. See, what is happening actually is that the divide is deepening between the king of the north and the king of the south. We have explained in the past how Israel is the king of the south together with America, and the Russian nations following Russia, okay, Muslim and even Europe, is the king of the north. This will happen later, as has not happened yet. But the king of the north is led by Russia, the Antichrist. And already the king of the north, represented now by Putin. Putin is not the Antichrist. But like his name says, Putin, he will put in the Antichrist, most probably. Understand? He's preparing the like the situations.
That's very nice. Put in.
Yeah. Do you want to
read
it? Daniel
11:25. He shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south.
He is the Antichrist against the king of the south, Israel and America.
With a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army.
With a very great, in other words, a superior army.
Mm-hmm.
By other prophets, we understand this is America, Israel, and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They're all together. So it's a very powerful army, okay? Go.
But he shall not stand, for they shall devise plans against him.
26.
Yes, those who eat of the portion of his delicacies shall destroy him. His army shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain.
Okay, basically, this is a huge war here. And even though the king of the South America seems to be winning, yet he shall not stand because they will shall devise plans against him. They shall betray him. That's not what he says.
Who's they?
They is, I believe, he's talking about Europe, which until then they're going to be together. Yes, those who eat the portion of his delicacies, in other words, they're doing business with America the whore, Europe are doing business with America, shall destroy him. In other words, they shall torpedo him, the king of the South America. And his army, the army of America, shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain. And here is where this big switch is. This is where I believe where Revelation 17 is, where it says that the ten shall give power to the beast. You follow us? Here is Europe where politically we'll side with Russia for some reasons
which now
are not clear.
So until now, Europe was siding with the king of the south, with America.
Well, until then.
Yeah, until this point.
For
yeah.
Now, it's in America, NATO.
Until this
but
point.
When this war begins, Europe will be together with America against the king of the north,
okay.
Russia. And it seems like even though the king of the north has a great army, Russia has a great army, okay, we don't know if he will have the support of China yet. Still, they're still a little bit under America and Europe put together.
Mm-hmm.
But here is the big switch. 26, those who eat the portion of his delicacies, in other words, Europe doing business with America the whore, shall destroy him. How?
Mm-hmm.
Because, verse 25, they shall devise plans against him, against the king of the south. You follow?
Yes.
So here where I discern, that there is a big switch. This is where Europe switches from supporting America into supporting Russia, and this is where the ten give power to the beast and form a new bloc, Russia, Europe, Islam, China. And here begins the world conquest of the Antichrist, which, as we see in the following scripture, this chapter, Daniel 11, he wins every war.
Wow.
Got that?
Yes.
Then you can read also verse 40, Daniel 11, 40.
Okay. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through.
In the sense, at the time of the end, in the meanwhile, there are other wars. I counted five wars. Mm-hmm. Antichrist will fight, starting from Daniel 11, 21, when he rises. But at the time of the end, there is a last war. The king of the south shall attack him. America gets tired and shall attack him. But the king of the north, at this point, is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
He will have the Muslim, he will have the Europe, Russia, China, and a bunch of others. Shall come against him as a whirlwind with chariots and horsemen. Chariots and horsemen is a parable. It means planes, missiles, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And many ships.
Yes.
And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through. You understand?
Yes.
So what's up, well, we are seeing here, I know people have a hard time believing this, but we are right now at the beginning where the divide is cracking more and more and more and more between King of the South, led by Russia, which is Magog, it is, which will be led by Gog, Antichrist, and the King of the South,
yes,
which is America, and so far supported by Europe. But believe it or not, a lot of nations in Europe are kind of a little skeptical. They're grudgingly following America. You know, they're not supporting America as much as it looks like. They don't care about having wars with a neighbor such as Russia. They don't want to wake up the sleeping dog. Let them keep Crimea. Who cares about Ukraine? They're not going to go to war with Russia over Ukraine as much as America would like to. Because America, it's easy for them on the other side of the ocean. But it's like for those European nations, beginning with Germany, they're not very enthusiastic to be like 5-10 minutes away from the atomic missiles from Russia, understand?
Yes.
Those guys are 5-10 minutes from the atomic missiles.
Yeah.
From Russia. It's like they know they're going to be the first one to be wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they can retaliate, but they will be wiped out absolutely. Because Russia has an incredible huge atomic arsenal, more or less like America has. So you know, America is like the barking, the yelling, the screaming, but you know, there's nothing they can do. I mean, Russia is not Syria. Russia is not Libya. Right now, Putin is amassing tens of thousands of army on the border with Ukraine.
Hmm.
There might be a war there. Okay, no World War III like some people are scared. No, it's not going to be any World War III. It will not be atomic war. If anything, Europe and Germany are not going to want that. In fact, it's not going to happen because they will join Russia. So Putin is massing his troops on the border with Ukraine, and it's not excluded they might just invade eastern Ukraine under the excuse of protecting humanitarian protection to protect the pro-Russian, Russian-speaking Ukrainian, which are in eastern Ukraine, which is like more or less 40% of Ukraine. Right, even yesterday, the rebels in eastern Ukraine, they shot down another jet bomber from Kiev, from Ukraine. So it's like,
See,
Russia is furnishing all the weapons those guys need, everybody knows. But you see, it's like Russia, they think, how come America can go to Syria and support the rebels there and we cannot support our pro-Russia? Of course, I mean, it's like, you know, the Western media, they make Russia look like the bad guy, but they're no worse than America. Look at what America is doing in Libya, in Syria, and other places, understand?
Yes.
I mean, they're just a bunch of liars and hypocrites, everybody trying to do their own interest, beginning with America and then Russia and then Europe. It's a bunch of new world orders, all in competition to see which world order is going to get there first. Understand? We know by the prophecy will be Russia.
You were saying that recently America sent some bombers to fight against ISIS.
Yeah.
So at least they're moving in that direction.
America provoked to jealousy by what Russia is doing. America sent their bombers to Iraq. They started to bomb just yesterday. I mean, I've been praying for America to do, or somebody to do something to stop this demon-possessed ISIS from the devil, from hell, who are killing people. I mean, there are articles in the newspaper, they are beheading children because they are not Islamic.
Hmm.
They're cutting the head of children. Because the parents don't want to convert, they threaten to kill the children. Kill the children in front of their eyes. I mean, how demon-possessed are these guys? So this guy deserved to be stopped. They're not going to stop by asking them, please, please, please. You just have to bomb this guy, period.
Mm-hmm.
There is only one language the devil understands, and that's the stick and hell and destruction. I'm sorry.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said in Matthew 10:34. I didn't bring peace, but a sword.
I would like to continue by asking you some questions that the listeners have been sending in. But first we take a break for a beautiful song, and then we hear you after.